Lent is an old English word meaning springtime, a breakthrough. We do the prayer and the fasting and almsgiving we hear in Matthew 6 on Ash Wednesday to break through, like the warm weather breaks through in the frost. Hopefully the prayer, the fasting, and the almsgiving do a breakthrough in our lives. New life. The grass is trying to get green. Some flowers are trying to bloom. You have beautiful flowers here. Farmers are getting in the field. A little early, but they're anxious to get in the field. Robins are getting fat. And the neighbors put out their patio furniture yesterday. So signs of spring. 6 weeks of Lent. Hopefully, we can rejoice that it was a good season for us. And if not, we can start over because we had 40 days of Lent. Now we have 50 days of Easter to celebrate the resurrection, to celebrate the presence, the power of God. In our prayer, our fasting, our scripture reading, our choosing to forgive someone who has hurt us deeply or often, our struggles with addiction, our struggles with health, or life, or aging, or finances, whatever they might be. Can we bring them all to the Lord with a sense of hope and a sense of serenity? No matter how sad or unsettling Palm Sunday was, Passion on Palm Sunday and Friday, the humbling washing the feet on Thursday night, the emptiness of Good Friday, Holy Saturday, the emptiness that we can feel, the loss of loved ones. There are people who aren't with us this year who were here a year ago. We've all lost loved ones in the past. Almost all of us have. Many of us have. Easter was such a breakthrough in the lives of the apostles. The women, they go to the tomb first. In all four Gospels, Mary Magdalene and the women go to the tomb first. They're less afraid than the men. I think that's a wonderful kind of encouragement to the women to continue to share your faith. And the men as well. Mary Magdalene was not afraid to weep. Sometimes we weep at grief, at loss, at pain. And that heals us, like a good shower feels great after we worked hard out in the yard or in our work in the summertime. Weeping heals us from grief, from loss, from pain. And it's okay to weep. The disciples ran to the tomb. I think that's interesting that John puts that in there. They didn't, slow down. You know, some of my, like, I have a couple of great nephews, and I saw a couple of kids running today. When they learn to run, isn't that a great thing? Do we run to the Lord in our time of need, in our time of grief or loss, or time of joy? Do we run to the Lord? Peter and John believed. They saw the empty burial, the empty tomb, the burial cloths, and they believed. We're given the gift of faith at our baptism. We'll renew our baptismal promises here today as they did last night. And when we renew our baptismal promises, they're the promise that all our sins are forgiven and we have the promise of eternal life. Most of us like stories with a happy ending. Easter is the happiest ending. Much better than even a Hallmark movie because it's realistic. Pope Francis says, there's something inside of us baptized people that comes to believe a faith, and we inherently know that the people who have gone before us are alive. They're with the Lord. I believe that. Death of the body is not the end. Buried my parents, grandparents, siblings, lots of friends over the years. Resurrection is a new beginning. Easter is a new beginning for the brokenness in our lives. Those of you, many of you young mothers here or elderly mothers, labor pains in John chapter 16 bring new life. They hurt for a while, but they bring new life. We all have to go through the labor pain of dying to enter into eternal life. I watched The Passion with some of my family last Sunday. It's very difficult to watch. I can only watch about every 5 years because there's so much bloodshed and agony and scourging and crowning with thorns and the crucifixion. So if you have trouble believing that God loves you, I encourage you to look at this crucifix, a crucifix in your home. Meditate on it at least 5 or 10 minutes a day until you believe that Jesus really loves you, that he died to forgive us our sins and give us the promise of eternal life. For some people, it's too good to be true. They don't believe it. The two promises of Easter, I've said it before. All our sins are forgiven, and we have the promise of eternal life. It's too good to be true, and some people, lots of people, have trouble believing that. We're given the gift of faith at our baptism. And we nurture that faith as we pray, as we come to Mass every week, as we are of service to our families, our neighbors, we care for others. It's too good to be true, but we can believe it, because it is true. Acts chapter 10, the first reading we had today. Peter, this is the man that denied the Lord 3 times. And what did he do after he received the Holy Spirit, after the resurrection? He preached repentance and forgiveness of sins. The Lord died to forgive us our sins, he told the people. And he was not afraid to die. That's a change of heart. That's a transformation. If it can happen to him, it can happen to us. Can we leave the old burial clause behind? Things that hold us back. Sins, shame from the past. Can we let that all go? Because we're forgiven in reconciliation, anointing, Eucharist. We're forgiven. We can let those burial clause behind. And we can move forward with our lives. That's what the apostles had to do. That's what we're called to do. Because of our baptism, we're called to be children of the Lord, sons and daughters of the Lord. That's a great gift. God is our Father, we'll sing in the Our Father at Mass this morning. There's some questions. Do you believe in the resurrection of Jesus? We say it every Sunday in a creed. Do you believe it? Or is it just another line in the creed for you? Pray that we can deeply believe that, so when it comes time to bury family members and friends, we have hope because the Lord has risen from the dead. Do you believe in the communion of saints? So the church says with baptism, the living and the deceased, we're all one family in the Lord. The saints have power to pray for us. Saint Joseph, our patron, but all the parents, grandparents, family members who've gone before us, friends, they're with the Lord. They can pray for us. They can intercede for us. You know, I buried my parents, my siblings, a couple of siblings, and I used to visit my parents regularly, and they me, and we talked on the phone, especially on the cell phone the last years. But since they died, I believe they're right here in our hearts. They're with us. They're with me. They're with our family. We can live here for a few decades, for 50, 80, 100 years. But we're called to live with the Lord forever. Resurrection is eternal life. I believe forgiveness is stronger than sin. I believe that spring is more powerful than winter. I believe that love is stronger than hate. And I believe that resurrection and new life are stronger than death. Many years ago in Mason City, I went up to the choir loft to talk to a cantor, who's now Deacon Mike, and his 4-year-old Rebecca was there in this bright, beautiful, flowered red and white dress. And when I got upstairs in the choir loft, Rebecca jumped up and down. I can't do it so well anymore, but Rebecca jumped up and down. She said, "Father, do you know Jesus has rose from the dead?" She believed. Do we believe? What stones do we need to roll away? What burial cloths? So we can focus on the living Lord.